Hello, Libra friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Libra October 2021 Astrology Must Knows. Definitely go to AnnieHelpsYou.com so you don't miss any of the free goodies I make for you each month. And if you'd love to learn to be an astrologer, you can check out my course at BeAstroPro.com. This video is for you if Libra is your sun sign, Libra is your rising sign, or your moon, or any other Libra placement you have. The information that I'm sharing in this report is going to be part of your astrological picture. And if you're a late degree Libra placement, so if your birthday is around October 11th through the rest of the sign, or 20 to 29 degrees, if you know your degree of your placement, then I also suggest you watch or listen to my Scorpio reports, because those of you who are late degree and cuspy people, you often will have information in both of those reports that are relevant for you. You have a more complex read, so you've got to do a little bit more work to get your fuller picture. Okay, so I'm calling the theme of this month the Big Wake Up plus Eclipse Rumblings. Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, Mercury are all waking up at some time this month. This month is split into the energies of retrograde for the first half or so, and then the latter half start to clear into this beautiful open direct period, leading to a golden couple of weeks of opportunity, which I'll talk about later. I've got a beautiful segment with a timeline that helps you understand October, November, December, the clashing and flowing of the Mercury retrograde energies and the Venus retrograde and the eclipses. So we'll talk about that later after we get into more of this Libra specific stuff. So this is a time when things that have been dormant are going to start waking up. Big things, small things, things from many months ago, things from last month. This, along with all of these planets waking up from their retrograde position, things that had fallen into the backdrop or dissolved away or seemed to have fizzled could definitely come back in a very big, fast-moving way. So be on the lookout for that, especially for Libras, because this is still your time. You've got multiple placements in Libra starting from the beginning of the month, and all of those are making connections with your placements, enlivening you, giving you creativity, giving you zest and oomph and ambition. And if you're looking for clarity, hopefully that will be coming in too. And if it's not forthcoming in the earlier part of the month, then hopefully by the latter part of the month into November, you will have the clarity you need to make the big decisions. This is a wonderful month for experimentation, of low stakes type of experimentation. So anything having to do with your physical appearance, your wardrobe, things like that, are the types of questions that you're asking now. But it's not the type of time, it's not the time yet to like shave all of your hair off that you've been growing for 15 years. It's not the time yet to completely redo your wardrobe and throw everything out. That time is coming, and the questions that you're asking as to what you want to replace the new energy, you know, the old energy with, this is the time for asking questions, and the time for making decisions will come towards the end of October into November. Okay? Unless it's, like I said, experimental in a way like somebody gives you some clothes and it didn't cost you anything and you are trying on a new look, or if you temporarily dye your hair a certain color but it washes out. You know, this is the time to experiment in low stakes ways in preparation for some big decisions. And this not only has to do with your physical appearance, this also has to do with what you're doing in the world, how people see you, the image that you're trying to give out in your work or at home or in life, in your community. So this is a time of rebirth, and so this is very common at birthday time as well. Or if you're watching for another Libra placement and it's not your birthday, when the sun crosses over that Libra placement that you have, this is a time for rebirth and regeneration and doing things new. So you have a lot of fresh vitality, and hopefully a lot of things that have been stagnant will start to open up for you in a big way. Health or physical body things might be coming up for you to work with, and there's lots of good energy around that. You still have some support from Venus in your second house, which could be boosting your income or could be planting seeds to boost your income in the future. If you have to gear up to ask for a raise or look into some different types of work, these are, again, types of questions that it's good for you to ask now, and you can follow the flow and your intuition as to when to do something about the questions that you're asking. Something else that's coming up in a big way is the question of partnerships. And this is because the retrograde has been in the sign of partnerships. We have a lot of energy in Libra, a lot of energy in Scorpio. These are the two partnership signs of the zodiac. And so everyone in the zodiac is asking these same types of questions about their relationships. And you will be noticing this. So the time to ask is now. The time to do something about what you think you're finding out will come a little bit later, okay? But definitely don't be afraid to ask them. And research. This is an amazing time for you to research. Like, let's say you and your partner want to have a baby. This is an amazing time to research what supplements you should be on, what care you'd want to have, you know, for yourself, for the baby, for the maternity, things like that. If you're wanting to work on a project with somebody, this is a time for you to ask the questions. Are you on the same page? Are your goals the same? You know, are your methods, your methodologies going to mesh? Anything like that. This is also a time to ask questions about your finances. You know, or do you need to budget differently? Anything like that. Those are all questions that you can purposely ask or that make just come to you without you trying to ask. Also, forever the question for Libras is how you're going to balance your energy in your relationships as far as how much you give towards the relationship and how much you give towards yourself and reframing that relationship, okay? So that's definitely coming up in a big way. Okay, so when it is eclipse time, we start to feel the anxiety and the sizzling potentials of change in the air. And from the beginning of October, you will be feeling this because the eclipses don't start until November and then into December. But 4 to 6 weeks before that time, we are in eclipse season. So you will be feeling that. And that little hiatus that we had where we were integrating the May and June eclipses, that's now coming to a close. And now we're starting to see some of the final chapters that have been in play since around March 2020 are going to be coming to a conclusion. So you'll see those storylines within your life, those storylines within the world are coming to, you know, and it's been a page turner, right? A page turner of an eclipse series. So hopefully you'll be getting the answers and the conclusions and the clarity about how those things are going to be resolved. And that is going to start this month. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about for you all? So something that's been really activated in this eclipse time, meaning the eclipse, like, series for 2020 and 2021, has been offering everyone in the zodiac, but especially Libras because of how it's falling into the houses in your chart, this topic of writing, of speaking, of publishing, of learning, of how we learn, how we teach, how, you know, how you learn, whether you want to teach, what, you know, all of the questions like that, us versus the international arena, immigration, international business, things like that, have been very activated. And that is still very active for you all, and you might get some key pieces that are starting to come in now. If you've been working on something for immigration or for international travel, Jupiter has been asleep. Jupiter rules all of those things. So this month, things might start to wake up in a big way. If you have tried to apply for residency or for a project or a job, anything having to do with the international arena, and you've gotten a no, you've gotten a hard no, you've gotten a maybe, whatever, this might be the time to start to look into a reapplication or looking at from fresh eyes or redoing what you did already, and your answer might wind up being different, okay? So things are going to start speeding up here pretty quickly, and things along those lines are also going to be speeding up. If you're a Libra placement who's been wanting to write a book or write a blog or anything like that, these energies are beautifully accentuated at this time. October, November, December are going to be huge for those types of things, okay? So this might be a time where you're finishing up your projects. It's not really the launch time just yet, but you're right before a launch time. If you've got any of those things that I just mentioned, then this could be your time. And if you're looking for the perfect education program for something enhancing your career or enhancing your spiritual development, this is a time where those things might start to come in and become more clear for you too. So it's a very exciting time of broadening your horizons and looking into the directions of the things that you want to change in your life and finding the support to help you get there. So it's very exciting. Okay, so let's see what else. Some other must-knows is that one is that once again, this month, we've got more salty aspects compared to sweet ones. This has been an annoying trend that started in June, July, August, September, October. More annoying aspects than sweet ones, and we will feel that. It's nothing to just decide, okay, well, that's going to be very bad. A lot of these are minor bumps but they're nuisance placements is what I'm calling them. And this month is no exception to that, okay? So the way that I'm framing this, you know, because I'm a Sagittarius, I'm an optimist, I always like to give you the information that might not be exactly what you want to hear, but so that you know and you can be prepared, but then also reframe how you might be looking at this, okay? So there are going to be bumps in the road this month, quite a few of them. And every few, you know, feet you drive along, there's going to be a bump. But if you're going slowly, if you're paying attention, if you're in your body, if you're asking, you know, the questions and you're staying in touch with your guidance, your divine guidance, these bumps can be little shake-up factors that can help you to bust out of your old paradigm. Not everybody can see auras yet, but I promise you they are there. And the science that is continuing to evolve is proving the presence of fields, energy fields around our being. And the things that go on in our aura, it's transmitting information to us. Everything is transmitting information. All of the heavenly bodies, I talk about this in my book, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe, that all of the heavenly bodies are information systems. They're transmitting information to each other, to us. We're experiencing that. We're sending out information. Everything is about information. And in our auric field, information is constantly coming in. This is not metaphysical. This is scientific, okay? And what's happening at this time is you're becoming more in tune to the information that's in your field. Okay, I would talk about this a lot for Libras. Let's say you wake up and you feel a certain way. Then you go in and your spouse is in a bad mood and you're like, whoa, you feel the information. And the more you start to think about it this way, the more it becomes more palpable. It's like there's a feeling in the air. They might not even say anything and you feel it. And that's affecting how you're experiencing things. So this whole storyline of how we process information, how we engage in other people's fields is really, 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 really strong for Libras at this time. And the more you can figure out ways that can clear your energy field, it's kind of like fine-tuning, you know, a radio station. It's hard to get the information that you're looking for, the clarity about timing, the clarity about your direction, the clarity about answering these questions that are coming up when your field is all staticky. Okay, so there are a lot of things you can do to clear your energy field. You can search online how to clear my energy fields for a whole bunch of them. Some of the things that I like to do is go out barefoot in my yard. That's not always possible depending on the season, but you can literally hold on to a tree. There's a reason why people feel better when they walk past a tree or sit by a tree, because it interfaces with our energy field. And when you consciously do this, you can clear your energy out on a tree, near a tree, under a tree. You can take a sea salt bath. You can spray, you know, things in your field that, like frankincense and myrrh. These are biblical essential oils. Well, they weren't, might not have been in oil form at the time. I don't know what form they were in, but everybody knew about frankincense and myrrh. It's in the Bible. There's a reason why these gifts were given to the baby Jesus. They actually have power to transform on many different levels. And these are the types of things that are really coming up for me to bring front and center into your energy field right now, okay? So you have the power to own your energy field more. You have the power to tune into the information that's coming in, and you have the power to transmit the information that's coming through you, your divine voice, your divine expression, your dharma, to clear out karma and to really let it loose. So this is, you know, crackling with all kinds of possibilities for you right now for making major headway. And yeah, so you can reframe these bumps that come in. Basically, that's where I was going with this, is that every time there's a bump, something that's stodgy in your energy field can crack open and move, you know, kind of like if there's salt that's gelled and then you shake it, you know, then it starts to break it up. And that's how these jolts, you can reframe these jolts that occur from these annoying transits to be like, oh, good, something stodgy in my being just shook loose. Now I can clear it out and, you know, just keep going here and keep bringing in the important messages into the world that you came to share. So hopefully you'll be getting more clarity about what those things are at this time. This eclipse cycle has been amazing for all of that for you. And so there's this beautiful, dramatic, triumphant conclusion coming. So I'm excited to see what that brings for you. All right, so now I want to talk more about this timeline that I've been promising. I have a beautiful list of things to do earlier in October and things to start focusing on later in October to help you tune into the energies and make the most of the possibilities. So let's go into this sneak peek into November and December and talk about that direct and retro guideline list now. Okay, so to understand the theme, the big wake up for October 2021, it's easier, I think, to see it in a visual context and also to understand October compared to November and December, and what we've got going on in this cluster of time will help you to better understand the energy of this month. All right, so the first thing of note that we've got going on is that these outer planets are waking up. So Pluto on October 6th, Saturn on the 11th, Jupiter on the 18th, and then we've got Mercury also waking up. This is an inner planet, but we've still been in this Mercury retrograde period, since September. So the energy for the first half or so of the month is very much retrograde, okay? And then every day, 19th, 20th, 21st, every day we march into October, later in the month, these energies that just woke up start to get stronger. All right, so by the time we're at November 3rd, Mercury retrograde is clear and we enter this golden period of the 3rd through the 17th before the Venus shadow period starts. Venus shadow starts November 18th, gets stronger as the month of November goes on. Venus goes retrograde on December 19th. Okay, so you can see this time between November 3rd and the 17th is this golden opening where these planets have gained a lot of momentum. Mercury is completely strong. Venus has not yet started to slip. So now that we understand this, we'll get back to some of these other pieces here. Let's talk about the retro energies and direct energies and how you use them differently. So basically, the first half of October, we'll say through, of course, the 18th, because that's when everything goes direct. It's very strong in this, and this lingers throughout October, but it starts to get lighter and lighter as the month goes on. And as the month goes on, it gets more into these energies. And then the 3rd through the 17th of November is really, really strong with this energy. Okay, so in retrograde time, we want to deal with what comes up more rather than trying to do future planning or, think too much ahead. We want to clear out clutter in any area of our lives, our health, our relationships, our houses, our desk. We want to leave things unscheduled because last minute magic can show up, and the more space you have to receive it, the better. This is a fantastic time for research, not as much the big launches and decisions and agreements and all of this stuff, unless it's unavoidable, but researching these things and making, your pros and cons list, getting information so that you can strike when the iron's hot. The retro time, it's basically all of October, but especially through around the 18th, we want to wrap up loose ends and finish old projects. Also, retrogrades are known for confusion, where you can't see that far ahead. You're not sure about what you want to do with any of these kind of things, and if you know that that's happening, then it's okay because you know that it's likely going to clear. It's a time to be in the moment. And it's a time to honor the flow and not force anything. Now, as we get later in October, you'll start to feel the clarity coming back, especially once we get into November, the zest and ideas for new projects, things like big launches, like getting your book out, your creative babies of any sort, your big decisions, your agreements, your paperwork, your investing, your moves, anything like that, future planning. And that back to push and initiate mode, away from the don't force mode, is another important change that starts to evolve as October goes on And the more you can do these things in this November 3rd through 17th, 3rd through 17th, you'll have all of the oomph of the direct motion. And I always liken this time to when the tide is going out. Retrograde is like when the tide is going in. If you try to push a message in a bottle out on the shore, you know, to go out to the sea, it's probably going to come bobbing right back to you. That's why these things are better indicated in the retrograde time. But as we move into the direct time, it's time to put your boat afloat, to have the action of the tides going out, you know, to put your bottle out to sea, to put all of your energy out there because you have oomph. Now, as we get into the 18th, the tides from the Venus perspective start slowly rolling in, okay? But there is quite a bit of usable, what I call usable energy for the rest of November. And I'm just giving you this little sneak peek to understand this, even though we're talking about October, because October is more in this retrograde mode. And then November is more in this direct mode, you see? So this will help you to better guide your actions in October to understand the energies of November more. But you will have some usable energy for the rest of November. You just have to use it with caution. And you, if you want to get a sneak peek about this, we'll talk about this more in the November report. But look for Annie Botticelli Venus Retrograde. I have a whole Venus and Retrograde blog series. I've got a really great detailed video. And also my book, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe, has a very big section on these Venus retrograde energies. Okay, so now back to this energy in October. We also have at the beginning of the month, eclipse season is beginning, okay? Because the first eclipse is November 19th, but eclipse season starts around 4 to 6 weeks before the actual eclipse. So that places us right back here at the beginning of October. Okay, so besides this big wake up for these outer planets and Mercury, we've got eclipse season beginning. So, you know, those life-changing pieces of information, those life-changing experiences, those very big goodbyes, those very big hellos. And this is a very big wrap up because this season holds the last eclipse in the Sagittarius Gemini cycle. So what we're wrapping up here, and this energy is starting to make itself manifest in October, which is why we're talking about it now, the Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle has been in effect since around March 2020. And everybody remembers that month will go down in infamy when the world shut down. So things wrapping up at this time. Also, if you want to have some context, you can think back. So basically, it was the eclipse cycle was from May 2020, but again, the 4 to 6 week period started us in March through around January of 2022. Okay, so we're here in October, we're starting to get the pieces falling together of closing out this cycle. If you want to have context as to when the last time that cycle happened, the Sagittarius Gemini eclipse cycle, it was around 2010 to 2012. So you might see some similar storylines that came up at that time. Now, what we're starting in this new cycle is the Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle. And of course, we'll go into way more details about this in the November and December reports when the actual eclipses occur, but it's important for you to know these things now because the eclipse season starts in early October. So think back to the end of 2002 and to like through 2003 and then the second half of 2012 to early 2014. Then we've got now August 2021 through the end of 2023. And the reason why we have August here is because we do start to see a few months even before the eclipse cycle begins that sometimes little hints will come in. So that's very, very sensitive, you know, might be harder to see that energy. So we'll just put it back to October 2021 through the end of 2023 is the Taurus Scorpio cycle. So the things that are coming in now are going to really be big players through the end of 2023. And we'll go into details about exactly where that hits in your chart in the November and December reports. for our purposes for October, just know that it's a big wrap up of the old eclipse cycle and the big beginning of the new eclipse cycle as this eclipse season starts this month. Okay, so I've given you lots of information to help you make the most of October 2021 and beyond. If you would like even more information, definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com. That is the interface for all of the things that I do for you each month, the connection to my podcast and my Pinterest and my school and my blogs and all of that you can find there. If you would like to be an astrologer as your profession or just to do it to help your friends and family and yourself, you will love my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you think I put a lot of details into these monthly reports, month after month, year after year, you should see what goes on, the comprehensive nature of that course, which you can see at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!